Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, on the program, Michael, we've spoken about depression a number of times, but this is a really interesting book and a really interesting person we're talking to.
Yes, I'd like to welcome to the show Professor Sean Holt, who has just written the book Depression and Natural Remedies That Really Work. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you for the invitation.
What's a remedy that works?
Look, there are thousands of natural remedies out there. A lot of them are absolute nonsense. Some of them are quite useful. And in the book, I systematically went through all the ones that people tend to use for depression. And the results are very exciting in that, based on what research is out there, some of them are very, very useful indeed.
You hear people take Hypericum and things like that. Is that one of the natural remedies?
Absolutely. St. John's wort is the most studied herb there is. And it's very effective, there's no doubt about it. But it is a drug, like any other drug. And so it does have side effects, it does have interactions with other drugs. But overall, when you look at all the data, and there's been hundreds of studies of it actually, it seems to be just about as effective as antidepressant medications, if not more. But it definitely seems to have fewer side effects. And so I think it is a good recommendation.
Now, there's been a huge increase, I guess, across society of depression, or perhaps we're just talking about it a little bit more. Why a book now? I know you've done a lot of research in and around this area, particularly with natural therapies, but why now, and the claim that it's actually better than antidepressants?
Why now? I mean, I've been looking at natural therapies for around 5 or 6 years, pretty much full time. I got into the subject kicking and screaming. I'm a real skeptic on these things, like many of my medical colleagues. But then when I looked at some of the research, I found out that it's not a case that all of them are nonsense, it's just that most of them are. And hidden in there are some really useful treatments, and I think it's good that people know about them. So why now? Well, I do a lot of interviews and give a lot of talks to patient groups and GPs and pharmacists, around 50 talks a year, and depression was one of the subjects that keep coming up. It's one of the areas that people use natural remedies for, so there's a clear need, I thought, for good information based on the medical research that's out there.
Now, some of the recommendations or therapies that, you know, you stand by are things like acupuncture and massage and meditation and yoga and, you know, things like expressive art therapies. To a lot of people, they might just be commonplace, but I guess it helps them along their journey in life.
Yeah, look, one of the nice things is I found about 20, 25 therapies that were useful, and about 6 or 7 were particularly strong. And what's nice is that there's something for everyone, I think. So some people may want to pop a pill, and that's fine. There's some biological products you can take. Some people might be more arty inclined, and there's, as you say, expressive art therapies for them. Some people may be more sporty, and there's things they can do. And actually what you can do is mix and match and do a whole heap of these. So look, there's a wide variety of things. Yeah, some of them are part of everyday living. So, for example, exercise and diet. So I do talk about those, and what people assume is that good diet and good exercise are good for mental health. It's absolutely true, and there's good evidence for that.
Now, one study you found, I think it was an Australian study, that omega-3 fish oil was to be more effective than Prozac in terms of severe depression.
Yeah, remarkable. Not many people know about that. And of all my years of looking at natural health therapy trials, that's one of the most interesting. And yeah, it was a group, a large study with around 300 people with severe depression, not mild. And they had either fluoxetine, which we know as Prozac, or fish oil, or a combination. When we look at the head-to-head between fish oil and Prozac, the ones on the fish oil had a slightly larger reduction in symptoms.
What is
it also interesting is you could add the fish oil to the Prozac and get increased effectiveness there.
What is it in omega-3 fish oil that you think that, you know, makes it happen?
Yeah, look, we don't know. And in fact, a lot of these therapies, we don't know what the mechanism is. Antidepressant drugs on the whole tend to be interfering with the serotonin chemical system in the brain. It could well be that that's the case as well.
Professor Sean Holt, thanks for being on the show today. A great book, and one that I think will really help a lot of people. Depression, Natural Remedies That Really Work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.